Watching our current weather pattern and what it's doing with our markets. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. John Baramek is DTN meteorologist. He, just like the rest of us, are watching what's going on with this wild weather. We've been seeing warmer than normal temperatures here in the Midwest, but maybe a little bit more rain to the south.
Yeah, well, Keith, we've kind of had this crazy weather pattern where we had the jet stream kind of split way up into Canada and another one far south across Mexico into the Gulf of America. And we've just been kind of sitting in between that. And that means we don't have a whole big steering current for weather systems. If we get anything that kind of moves in between those two jet streams, they have a tendency to linger. And we definitely saw that last week with a system that stuck around just about all week.
So when you look over the rainfall amounts, how does that compare, John?
It's amazing looking at the rainfall amounts here across most of the listening area, outside of where you're at there in Yankton and into the Sioux Falls area. That little corner of the listening area hasn't had much rain out of this, but just about everywhere else around you have. We're seeing rainfall amounts there well over an inch for many areas there across the listening area. So lots of rain has fallen over the last week, and we got another system that just moved right back into the area yesterday as well. And the southern parts of the listening area sure are seeing some heavy rainfall amounts down there.
I know you and I, John, talked about the eastern Corn Belt, how they started out so wet and now dry. How are things looking in the eastern part of the Corn Belt?
Yeah, I mean, it was a very, very poor end to their season. It wasn't great starting either, as you mentioned. A lot of areas had to go in a little wet, but, you know, they had pretty decent weather all the way through the end of July, and then all of a sudden things just shut off. And since then, it's been very, very dry. They did get showers over the week. Weekend that brought kind of a widespread 1-inch rain out there, which has been kind of nice for them.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.